Hey y'all, y'all already know who it is. It's your girl Ash. Y'all already know your favorite 504 girl. And I'm checking in with y'all because I know y'all is like, girl, where the hell have you been? You keep posting these shows. So I decided to jump on tonight just to check in with y'all, let y'all know what's been going on, and really to come back and just like. Time for me to get back in my space, y'all. Like, y'all just really don't even understand, but it's time. It's time. It's time for me to get back into my space. So, y'all already know what I do to start my shows. Y'all already know I do my mental health check-in. So, you already know. Let me drop this video for y'all, and then we're going to get into tonight's show. I love y'all. I miss y'all. And I'm so happy to see y'all. So, okay, y'all, okay, here we go. All right, so I'm good now. All right, so y'all already, like I said, I'm doing my mental health check-in. Y'all already know how I start shows. Y'all already know I come with a video, something positive, something motivational, something inspirational to keep you going. So hold tight, we're going to jump into tonight's show.
I want to encourage somebody out there who's thinking about quitting and giving up, somebody who has been praying for years for things to turn around. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up. You are folding. You are caving in. This is for you.
You're in this storm and you're down on your knees and you're cold and you're weak and you feel like this is the end. You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
Give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
When you fail, try again and again and again. You just take one step at a time.
It's hard, but it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
I love the sun, but things don't grow because of the sun. You have to have some rain. And you've got to stop looking at rain in your life as something bad. My greatest moments didn't come from my greatest moments. My greatest moments came from my greatest defeats. Because it was during my defeat that I had to find a way to get back up.
You thought for 1 minute that you broke me. You got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream.
Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride. And know if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not going to be easy, but we have what it takes.
Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day.
Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what I do, how I start my shows. I always, like 95% of the time, like I always have to start my show with something positive, something encouraging, something motivating, because you never know what a person is going through. You know, they could be having a bad day. The week could be going bad. It doesn't matter. But it only takes 30 seconds to just encourage somebody. So that's why I always start my show on mental health check-ins, because I want to know how you're doing mentally. You know, how are you doing emotionally? How are you doing physically? You know, how is your overall well-being? And I know I say that I'm going to continue to do this, but I'm really on a journey to keep Black Girl Interrupted up and going, y'all. Like, y'all just, like, y'all really have to understand, when it comes to dealing with mental health, sometimes your bad days outweigh your good days. So I have to really, really, really get back into myself before I can start pouring into anybody else. So that's why it's really been a little sporadic with me when it comes to doing my show. But I had the most beautiful conversation today, and with someone that means so much to my heart. And I love her with every fiber of my being. And she told me, she said, "Ashley, you don't realize that your podcast encourages somebody." And I had to really sit down today, and I had to think about that. I went back and I rewatched a couple of episodes, and I was like, damn, I really enjoy what I do. Like, I really love being in front of this camera. I really love being able to be very transparent and encouraging and helping someone else with my story, with my journey, with my struggles, allowing people to know that they're not alone. You know, that it's okay to set boundaries. It's okay to back away from talking from people. Like, you don't owe people an explanation when you just start talking to people. Like, that's your time. People that really, truly, genuinely care about you will understand why you have to take a break, why you have to step back. So that's why I do these mental health check-ins. Because I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how you're feeling genuinely. You know, even on my worst days, I still gather and collect the strength to pour into others, but I still keep those boundaries and I keep my cup from going empty. So that's why I do the mental health check-in. So anybody that's tuned in, if you're watching, baby, don't forget, drop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling. I guess for me, today was rough. Yesterday, it made 2 years that I laid my father to rest. So yesterday has been very difficult for me. You know, I'm still struggling. And, you know, 2 years ago, I lost my dad. And I'm still struggling. I'm still trying to make sense of a lot of things. Do I know death is inevitable? Absolutely. I know we all have to go one day. But I just felt like I had a little more time. You know, and in the midst of me going through everything that I'm going through, I'm learning to appreciate the people that are in my circle and not so much the people that I've lost. Because I still have to keep going. I still have to keep living. You know, when people pass away, or when people live your life, you still have to keep going. You still have to live. There we are. God, it just sounds like echo. You still have to live your life. You know, you still have to keep going. You know, I have three beautiful children that I have to stay strong for, that I have to stay encouraged for, I have to stay empowered for. So there will be times, you know, that I decide to take a step back. There will be those days that I don't answer the phone, no matter how many times you call. If I don't feel like talking, I'm not going to answer the phone, because I may be having a moment, I may be going through something in that particular moment, and I just need a chance to come out of it. You know, I have to be able to work through this on my own. But you know, again, y'all, this is why I do these mental health check-ins at the beginning of every one of my shows, regardless of what the conversation is about. I always want to check in. I always want to make sure your mental is good. You know, suicide is at an all-time high, especially in the Black community, especially when it comes to Black men. So if I can encourage and love on somebody, then I'll continue to do that. You know, this is my purpose. This is what I've been called to do. And it's just a matter of me getting back on the horse and riding. You know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, is me coming back into my safe space and being able to continue to encourage, uplift, and empower anyone who may, or, you know, who may need it, who may just be needing a beautiful word of the day just to know that someone's thinking about them. So that's why I do, again, y'all, that's why I do these mental health check-ins at the start of every episode when it comes to Black Girl Interrupted, because of course, that's what Black Girl Interrupted is about. It's y'all stopping and fixing all the interruptions that we may encounter in life. So anyone tuned in, like I said, drop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling. You know, what's your state of mind today? Are you a 10? Are you a 5? Are you a 1? Or are you just kind of here? So let me know. Because I want to know. I really genuinely want to know how everyone's feeling. So tonight's conversation is, Ashley, girl, where have you been? Y'all so damn nosy. But I'm going to tell y'all, because y'all my people and I love y'all. So I have to tell y'all, like I said, y'all know Black Girl Interrupted has been very near and dear to me. I've been doing this for almost 3 years. And it's been quite the journey for me. I've had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but I think I've had more downs than I've had ups. But I'm slowly coming out of those downs and coming back into my ups. Hence, Black Girl Interrupted is back. Y'all don't mind me. I'm fidgeting with these earbuds. My ears are so small, y'all, and they just don't hold these little earbuds. But I wanted to come back. I want to basically do like a welcome back show. I wanted to reintroduce myself to the world. I want y'all to know who Ashley is, what Ashley has, what's been going on these last 3 years, and where I'm at right now. So again, I started Black Girl Interrupted in October of 2020. And prior to that, 2 years prior to that, I actually been sitting on this for the longest with regards to, do I want to do this? Am I really ready to be open? Am I really ready to be vulnerable with the world? Am I really ready to let people into my circle? Because I've been in a bubble for so long. But had a lot of emotional baggage going on, and I had to figure out a way to release it. So my therapist said, why don't you write? And I said, when it comes to writing, it's a little difficult for me. It's almost like it doesn't make sense to me. So I said, maybe if I talk, maybe if I speak to people, it would help. So I sat down and I put this, you know, idea together. And I said, I don't know if I'm really ready yet. And then the space that I was in at the time, I don't think God was ready for me to be open and be vulnerable. So in 2020, I decided to just go ahead and step out on faith and say, you know what? There's no better time than the present. So hence, here comes Black Girl Interrupted. Oh, y'all, these earbuds are killing me. So here comes Black Girl Interrupted. Very first episode, I was nervous, but it was with my children, because I know it was with a friend of mine, and it was really me breaking the chains of my relationship and me starting my healing journey. So here I am. You know, I've shared some of my most intimate secrets with y'all, with the world. And it allowed me to peel back one layer at a time to start to heal. And each episode got a little easier. It got a little less painful. Some stung more than others. I'll say that when it came to doing these episodes, but I knew the only way for me to get comfortable was I had to get uncomfortable. So I could go on episodes, you know, did much, came back brand new. Then I lost my father. And then I started to lose my way. Then I started to question, is this something I really truly want to do? Ashley, can you keep going? Part of me said yes. The other part of me was like, no. But I had to get up. I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to push. I had to push. Because I already know that there's purpose in my pain. So I got back on the horse, started back riding again. When it came to doing my episodes, it was very consistent. Y'all were seeing me every Tuesday, every Thursday. I was even jumping in and giving you updates on the news. And then my godmother passed away. Passes away a year after I buried my father. My niece is murdered. Then it's like all these deaths coming. So I kept asking God, why are you doing this to me? You know, you see, I'm just coming out of one dark spot and now you're throwing me into another one. Why? And I didn't understand. So my flame started to die out a little bit. So my episodes would become far and few in between. I would schedule episodes, then reschedule, you know, the day I'm supposed to do it, then I'm rescheduling because I'm like, I just don't have the energy to do it. I'm not ready to face the people right now. I know people get on here and I know they're tired of seeing me cry, but a lot of y'all don't understand that when I'm in front of this camera, y'all are actually like my diary because I'm able to be open with y'all with no judgment. So I think this is why this is so precious for me, because I'm venting to y'all. It's like almost like y'all are my therapist, like y'all are my therapist. So I come back into doing Black Girl Interrupted. I'm good. But then depression, I allowed it to take over my life. I allowed it to consume my mind. I allowed it to take control of me. And there were days that I would sit in the dark, days that I would have to push myself to get out of the bed, days that I wouldn't eat. So it was like, what do I do? You created this beautiful platform and now you're ready to walk away from it? Yeah, I was. I did several times. But it's just something kept pulling me back. Something just kept pulling me back and was like, Ash, you got to do this. You got to do this. So I sat down and I prayed on it. And I said, God, just show me. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing. What is my purpose in all of this? Why did I create this platform, but I'm not utilizing it? So I started to beat myself down about it. Nobody's going to listen to me anymore. Nobody tunes in, you know. So I put it on the back burner and I started to take care of me. I had to focus on my mental. I had to get my mental together because y'all don't even know. Hey, boo, I missed you. I'm good. I'm opening up to y'all. I'm telling y'all what's been going on, where my mental has been these last 8 months, 9 months since I've done an actual show. But I'm good. I'm good, Sydney. So I had to sit down and I had to take care of my mental. I had to cut off communication with a lot of people. I even reached out to my doctor because I needed help at this point. I needed some type of medication. I wasn't sleeping. I was sleep maybe 2-3 hours. Then I'm up. Going and going and going and going and going and going and going. Then, of course, y'all know I had my hysterectomy in November. And I was a little on the fence with that. So it's like I'm battling depression and anxiety. I have lupus. I have lymphedema. Now I have to have this hysterectomy. What do I do? It was almost like, God, why do you keep doing this to me? Why? And then I realized God was doing that to get my attention because I needed to sit down and give him my time because I wasn't giving him my time. You know, I was so busy ripping and running, and I was giving love and energy to everyone else, and I wasn't giving it to me. So God had to figure out a way to set me down, to slow me down. And I had my hysterectomy, and I was, you know, let me back up. Prior to me having the hysterectomy, I was nervous. I was like, damn, am I still going to feel like a woman? And then I had to pray about it. I'm like, I'm having these heavy, 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 heavy periods. My iron is low, which is not good for a person that has lupus. What do I do? Then I had to think about, again, y'all, I had to go back and I had to think about what I had. God gave me 3 beautiful children. What more could I ask for? You know, I wasn't having any more children. My tubes were tied. So it was like, your health or your children. So I had to think about my health. So I went in and I said, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. Date was set for November 9th. Had the surgery. Had a setback. One of my incisions, I developed the infection. So I had to go back. And I'm thinking, should I have done this? Should I have had this hysterectomy then? When you have a hysterectomy, it's almost like having a baby. You go through the postpartum depression. So here I am, still trying to keep my mental intact because I'm still struggling to, I'm still grieving. Let me say that. I'm still struggling with the fact that my father is gone. I'm still struggling with the fact that my godmother has passed away, you know, who was like another mother to me, who was the one person in the world that outside of my mother, I could call and I could talk to her about anything. She's gone. Yes, I have my fiance, but it's like, it was nothing like having her. So that set me back. That threw my mental in a whole loop. Then the holidays, giving Christmas, my dad's birthday, my birthday. I'm all over the place. I'm a hot ass mess, y'all. So I go to my doctor December the 12th, 2022, which was my father's birthday. And I said, I need help. I was literally pills away from taking my life. Literally, that's where I was. I was literally planning my funeral in my mind, y'all. That's where I've been. And so I went to my doctor and I said, I need help. I'm tired, mentally tired. I'm physically tired. So I get on antidepressants. And I'm not even praying, y'all. So y'all follow me because I've become codependent on these pills, thinking that this is the way. But I'm not talking to God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking to him. I'm not even asking him. Because that's just how dark of it. So Miss Sydney says, God will get us where he has our full attention one way or another. And he did. I was literally pills away from the end of my life. I was done. I was tired. I, you know, was saying my goodbyes to people, just was distancing myself from people. Until my daughter told me, what would I do if you left me? So y'all, so this hit me like a ton of bricks. Because again, I'm in my selfish phase now because I'm only thinking about me. I'm only thinking about my pain. I'm only thinking about how I'm hurting, but not thinking about the people I would leave behind if I decided to make that decision. But again, I'm not realizing that God is asking me to come to him. He's trying to get my attention. So I said, you know, I'm tired. Like, I just can't go. So I get on these antidepressants. First week, I was like, oh, hell no. I don't want this. Because it made me feel normal. And I hadn't been that way in 2 years. I hadn't felt normal in 2 years. So I'm on these antidepressants, y'all. I'm able to sleep. I'm able to eat. I'm able to get back into enjoying life, which is scary when you've been in the dark for so long. Hey, sussy. I love you, babe. I love you, poo-poo. So I start to have fun. Hence, you see my fiance come down here. Then a month after I get on antidepressants, I'm rushed back into emergency surgery. I had a vaginal cuff, my vaginal cuff tore. So I had to be rushed back into emergency surgery January the 13th. I'm like, at this point, I was like, God, I'm so tired. Like, I can't do this no more. But again, y'all, I'm still not understanding that God is really still trying to get my attention. He's trying to sit me down. He's trying to tell me we need to have a conversation. But I don't see any of that, y'all. Like, I'm ignoring all of this because I'm like, I got this. It is what it is, you know. So it's like, what do I do? What do I do? So after I have the surgery, my fiance leaves and goes back to California. I go back into the light. And I start talking to God. I start having conversations with him. I'm talking to him. I'm asking him. I'm telling him, God, help me. I'm broken. I'm hurt. I can't be fixed. This is what I'm telling God, because this is what I've thought in my mind. And God said, you may be cracked, but you're not broken. And you're repairable. Then if I'm all of this, why do you keep taking me through this? He said, I did all of that to get your attention. I purposely move people out of your way because I needed you to get back to you, because you were so busy pouring into other people and you forgot about you. Okay. That makes sense, because that's true. I'm there for everybody, but who's really been here for me? People call, dump their problems on me, but not once do they ever ask, Ashley, how you doing? So I had to start setting boundaries. I had to start ducking off. I had to start putting me first. Hey, Miss Angel, she say, man, 2015, just got a little normal 2 years ago. Share with me how you got that way. Please share with me. So God started removing people out of my life, and I didn't even question. So once I got into my conversations with God, I started to understand what my purpose was. God didn't take me because he said I still had a little more living to do. I do. I look at some of my old episodes and I see how far the growth is. I've accomplished so much in 3 years. And I forgot about that. I forgot the small things because I was so focused on the big things. Just being able to get out of the bed every day is a blessing that I forgot about. Being able to be the best person that I could be was something that I forgot about. Creating a beautiful platform was really something that I forgot about because I did this not for me. I did it for y'all. I created this space for healing for everybody, men, women, boys, girls. That's why I created Black Girl Interrupted. This is why I sit here today, even though I had been in a dump since yesterday. And I said, I got to do my show today. Because this is where I'm the happiest. But I'm also learning to be happy outside of Black Girl Interrupted. I have 3 amazing children. I have 3 beautiful stepchildren. I have a beautiful fiance. I have wonderful sisters. I have beautiful people around me that push, love, support, and encourage me every day. And I forgot about that, y'all, because I was in my selfish phase. You get what I'm saying? I was selfish. And I was in my hard phase. I was in the space where no one could get in. You get what I'm saying? Because I didn't want anybody in that space because the dark always felt safe to me. So anytime that I'm able to get into the light, I'm learning to enjoy that. I'm learning to know, to understand that I'm happier being in the light than I am being in the dark. You understand what I'm saying? Because see, when you're in the dark, you're by yourself. And you're only celebrating your accomplishments by yourself. And what better way to celebrate your accomplishments than with the people around you that love you, that really care about you, that really support you. So I'm in the light, y'all. Like, I'm in my light. I'm walking in my light. I'm coming out of my, I'm moving into my soft phase. And I love it. I can't be scared of what God has waiting for me. You get what I'm saying? Because whenever God takes things away from you, he replaces it with something better. That's what he does. And I didn't see that. And it took for me to lose the people that I love the most for me to see that. So I get it. I understand. I know what that means now. Like Fantasia says, sometimes you gotta lose to win again. But even though I lost them in the physical, I know they're still here watching over me. I know that for a fact. And he has put them in the people around me. So yeah, my dad is gone in body, but he's still here in spirit. That's why he sent my fiance to me. My godmother is gone, but she sent better people
to look out for me, to watch over me, to make sure that I don't lose sight of what my purpose is here on earth. Because when my time comes, I want to be able to tell God, I made it. I did it. I got through. Did I fall down? Yeah, I did. And I do it a lot. But I'm learning to get back up. I'm learning that it's okay for me to fall. It's cool. It's okay. That's life. Like, y'all just, so Miss Sydney says, that is the story of my life. I constantly forgot about me until God set me down. Hey, Tashina, she says, hey, sis. Brittany Brown, she says, I'm so proud of you. Your growth is so amazing. I'm not done. I'm not done. And there's my honey. Hey, boo, I love you, bae. And Miss Tashina says, I love you so much, and I love your back. Miss Sydney says, yes, you got a lot of living to do. I love you, girl. I love you, too. Jewel says, you keep pushing, sis. You got this. Miss Tashina says, you preaching. And Brittany says, you deserve it so much. Everything you are wanting, you deserve. And she says, I'm so happy for you to see you cry. Happy tears makes me so happy for you. I am so, so, so happy for you. And Misha says, proud of you, sis. I love you. I love you too. But I did, y'all. I forgot that no matter what, God takes away, he's gonna replace. And that's my, you know, that's been fear for me, is you're not gonna get, like, you're taking away from me, but you're not replacing what you're taking away from me, but he is. And I just could not see. Because again, y'all, I was in my selfish phase. I was in my dark phase. I was in the space that I felt was safe, and it wasn't. It was dangerous. Because when you sit in the dark, you can't see anything. So you don't know what's coming at you. But that's what I felt was safe, was to be in the dark, was to stay secluded, not to go outside, not to interact with people. And then too, y'all, people are weird. You know, some people are weird. But I'm here. I'm here. So I recover from my surgery. I walk away from a job that was causing me a lot of undue stress. I just have to take it in. Because although I walked away from one job, I walked into another one. More money, better benefits, better environment. So God does replace. I have to give him mine. And I had to go through all of that just to realize how great my life really truly is. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Brittany says, I love you so much. I love you too, babe. Oh, Lord, my brother. My boy, let's get it, GA. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm alive. I'm healthy. So Brittany says, your test has been a testimony and a light. You are such a wonderful person, a sister, wife, mother. I love you and cannot be even more happier for you. She say, everything you deserve, you are glowing and it shows. It's a journey that I'm still on every day. I'm a work in progress every day. I'm not expecting to be healed overnight. I'm not expecting to just be this perfect person, because not one person that walks this earth is perfect. I'm flawed, but I'm repairable. I'm cracked, but not broken. And in the midst of all of this, my purpose is to be where I'm at right now, is to be sitting where I'm sitting today, talking to my diary, because y'all are my diary. Y'all don't even know it. I come to y'all when I need to be encouraged. I come to y'all on those days when it's dark, or when I feel like I'm going back down that slippery slope. I come to y'all because I could talk to y'all and y'all gonna collectively get me together. And that's what I love about doing what I do. And then the fact that these conversations that we have are absolutely necessary. That's the beauty of all of this. So I don't do this in vain. I don't do this for likes. I don't do this for accolades. I do it because this is what I'm supposed to do. I do this because I'm supposed to share with you my struggles. Because there are so many people that sit out here right now that are going through exactly what I'm going through right now and don't know what to do. That's why I do what I do. This is why I share, and I'm very open and transparent with y'all, because so many people even now try to throw my past in my face, but I don't reside there anymore. You can't hold my past against me because I walk in my truths now. I've held myself accountable for a lot of the things that I've done in my life, for a lot of the storms that I've created, for a lot of the pain that I've caused a lot of people. I own that. And I owe it all to the people around me, and I owe it nonetheless to God. Because I didn't realize He was preparing me for something greater. My relationship is a little better with my mom. My relationship with my sister, we talk almost every day. My relationship with my children, we're about 85% there. So all the while, God was setting me up for greatness, to succeed, not to fail, but I couldn't see through all the pain. I didn't understand the purpose in my pain. And a lot of y'all don't see what your purpose is in your pain. I did it. I've arrived. I made it. I stumbled. I scraped my elbows and my knees. And at one, I laid there. Until I got up. And I said, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep pushing. Stop being so selfish and always thinking about you.
because there are people out here, Ashley, that really truly depend on you. There are people out here that need you at your best. Yeah, y'all love me at my worst, but y'all love me even more at the best, at when I'm at my best. We dim our own lights. We step on our own toes. Fear. But baby, when I tell you, it ain't nothing like releasing yourself from your own self-imprisonment. We are our own worst enemy. Sometimes we're detrimental to ourselves and don't even know it. BB says, and you make people better because you do the same for others. She said, I'm so glad. She said, to hear all of this has me in tears. I am so happy for you. Sydney says, we fall down, but we get up. And we do. Because, baby, when I tell you I done stumbled, I done tripped, I've done it all. And I'm still here. I'm still here. Today I was tired, y'all. I was tired. I was in my feelings today. And again, I thought about pushing my show back till tomorrow. And I say, yep, every time I push it back, it'd be a whole nother week before I do a show. And I gotta stop doing that. Because I'm disappointing myself. I'm failing myself. I'm doing myself a disservice by not releasing these feelings, you know, by not talking about it, by not discussing what's bothering me. So I do myself a disservice, because when you hold that pain in, it makes you sick. And it starts to take a toll on your body, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And in the midst of everything that I'm going through, now I'm on blood pressure pills. I didn't run my blood pressure up, y'all. Stress. Not taking care of me. Not slowing down. Because I'm trying to keep going, because in order for me to not deal with my issues, I try to keep myself busy. And that's not good. But my goal, my purpose, to be healthy. And when I say healthy, I mean mentally healthy, physically healthy, spiritually healthy, emotionally healthy. Putting the blocks together and building on what I have. Because my foundation is solid. It's just everything I was putting on the foundation wasn't sturdy. It wasn't safe. It wasn't enough to substantiate everything that I was putting on this foundation. It wasn't able to withstand it. So it fell. Although my foundation is still strong, everything that I tried to build on it failed. It crumbled. Because I wasn't including the most important person in the plan, and that was God. I wasn't allowing him to do his thing. Now I'm praying and I'm asking him, God, do this for me, do that for me. But I still got my hands in a pot. So God figured, okay, well, since you got it then. I'm going to let you do it. And every time I tried to do it, y'all even understand, it just would fall. So now I'm just going to step back. And I'm just going to let God do what he do. That's all I can do. I got to give it to him.
and I can let him have his way. Because that's all he's been asking for. He knows I'm hurting, but I refuse to go to him because I'm like, you keep taking away from me. You keep hurting me. So why am I going to keep coming to you when you keep hurting me? But again, I understand why. He was setting me up for something greater. That's what he was doing. My sister Angela says, but not break, sis. You're right. Miss Sydney says, I do that with my business, putting it off daily. She say my BP was so high now, I'm on two different BP pills. That's where I'm at. She said, let go and let God have his way. I don't have a choice now. I don't have a choice now. Because I've tried to do it my way. I've tried to build on this foundation that God has set for me. I've tried to do it. And everything is just crumbled. So guess what? I don't have a choice but to let God build me up from here. Because I asked for him, give me the foundation. But I didn't ask for the tools. He gave me the foundation, but I didn't ask how to do it. I just assumed I knew what to do. And had no clue. So that's why everything I tried to do crumbled. Because I didn't allow him into the plans. Because he said, you know what? Here's the foundation. I'm going to set this foundation for you. But I forgot to ask for the instructions. Yeah. That's what happened. He's giving me everything, but I'm not receiving it. I'm not seeing that. So it's on you now, God. I'm taking my hands out of it. I'm coming out the kitchen. I'm going to go. Let me go sit down over here on the sofa. And you just do. Because you could do a better job than me. But I just have to give him my time. And that's all he asks for. It's just your time. He doesn't matter. God doesn't care where you praise him at. He doesn't care. Everyone's relationship with God is different. So my relationship with God may not look like your relationship with God, but I know how good he's been to me. And it took me all this time just to see what he was up to. And I'm not even mad about it. Because that's life. My girl, 3D pop-up shop. Hey, honey. She said, the God we serve is a selfish God, and he will put you in the most difficult situations just to get your attention. He's a wonderful God. And girl, when I tell you that he has done, he has done. Miss Sydney says, sometimes our comprehension is beyond God's intentions. Yeah. Because when I, like, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to say this again. He laid the foundation for me to build on. I just didn't ask for the tools because I automatically assumed I knew what to do and didn't. So it was like everything I built fell down because I didn't go to him. I was like, oh, I could do it. I could do this. I got this. So when you say you got it, okay, God is going to step back and he's going to sit and he's going to watch you continue to bump your head until you finally say, you know what? You got it. It's on you, God. You got this. Just do it. And that's where I'm at now. I'm tired of running into these brick walls head first. So I'm going to sit down. My health is getting better. I'm still on my blood pressure medicine. I don't take medication for my lupus. I'm learning to eat healthier. Y'all pray for me on that. I weaned myself off of my antidepressants. I did. What else? What else can I say? My weight is dropping. I'm moving in the right direction. But I'm also learning to give myself grace. I'm allowing myself to feel my emotions now. So if I'm sad and I need to cry, I'm going to cry. If I need to scream, I'm going to scream. If I don't know something, I'm going to ask. That's where I'm at now. 3 years it took for me to see that. 3 years. 3 whole years. And it's okay. I'm cool. Mentally, I'm getting there. Physically, I'm getting there. Emotionally, I'm getting there. Spiritually, I'm getting there. The boundaries are there. I'm now learning when it's time for me to step back. I'm learning. Because I always wanted to show up for everybody. So I'm learning how to take care of me. I'm learning that. I'm embracing this next chapter of my life. You know, Black Girl Interrupted is now back in full swing. Scary. But it is, you know. I started a new job. My relationship with my fiance, wonderful, beautiful. My relationship with my children, much better than it was 3 or 4 years ago. The relationship with the people in my inner circle, beautiful. I just have to keep working on me. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with working on me. I'm okay with collectively putting myself back together. I'm okay with that. I'm ready to see what the next chapter holds for me. It's only one thing left for me to do. And that's to sell my father's home. Which I'm currently in the process of doing. I've started the process. Because I'm ready to turn the page. Because honestly, y'all, I've really delayed selling the house because I feel like that's what keeps me tied to my daddy. And that's not. So that's the last piece of the puzzle. Then I can finally turn the page. And go on. Because although he's not here in the physical, my daddy's in my heart. Every time I look in the mirror, I see his face. Hence, I look just like him. But I do. So that's where Ashley has been. That's where I've been. Angela say, wild good food is bad for you. I know it, huh? I made some red beans and rice Monday. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't have made that. But it was so good. They were so good. But that's where Ashley has been. Ashley's been healing. Ashley's just been living. And I don't want to just be living. I don't want to just be existing. No, did I say that right? I don't want to just be existing. I want to be living. Let me say that. I'm ready to get out and smell the fresh air. I'm ready to live. I'm ready to be happy. Because y'all don't understand, being sad and depressed, y'all, is the most exhausting thing ever. It's so exhausting. So that's where I've been. That's where Ashley has been. Yeah, I know y'all have seen me posting and acting crazy on Facebook. But deep down, really been hurting. Deep down, been in a lot of pain. Deep down, been in the dark. That's where I've been. But I'm back. I'm here. Black Girl Interrupted is back, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to bring y'all some new content, beautiful conversations, some that may offend, some that I don't know. Y'all know, y'all know. You just never know with me what I'm going to be talking about, but trust me, it's going to be absolutely worth the wait, and the conversations are going to be hell on wheels. That's all I can say. But that's why I got on here. I'm back. And I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm ready for Black Girl Interrupted to be a household name. I'm ready to take Black Girl Interrupted on the road. I'm ready to expand Black Girl Interrupted. That's what I'm ready to do. I'm really ready. I have the energy now to do it. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to step out of my comfort zone. I'm not afraid to let my little light shine. Not afraid. And I hope y'all will continue to love and encourage and empower and support my journey. I hope y'all will keep loving Black Girl Interrupted the way that y'all have done these past almost 3 years. Y'all just don't know how much that means to me. To have the love and the support that y'all continue to give me. Whether I'm doing my podcast or whether I'm just posting something on Facebook, I appreciate that. And that does not go unnoticed. It does not at all. I see it. The messages, the texts, everything. I appreciate that. Because you just don't even know that sometimes those messages make my day. They come right on time. Because I could be having one of those moments and this clown here, BB, will send me 50 million TikToks. Will send me 1,000 Instagrams. And I just be over here just tickled, just laughing. And she doesn't know that that makes my day some days. My sisters, Angela, Sydney, Jewel, everybody. I love y'all. I do. My heart, I just love y'all with every fiber of my being. I do. I appreciate the way y'all love me. I appreciate the way y'all understand me, the way y'all pour into me, the way y'all just do what y'all do. That I appreciate. You don't realize how many people you have around you that really love you until you really sit down and you take a step back and you start to decipher through the pain through the tears. And then you sit down and you see, Ashley, you got some special people around you. Yeah, I done had some bad ones around me too, but what God took, he replaced. Oh, I'm thankful for that. Because he replaced it with better. He removed what wasn't good for me and replaced it with what was better for me. I'm not afraid to take chances anymore. What more can people say? Yeah, we like it, Ashley, or no, we don't. But either way, I'm gonna keep going. So yeah, Black Girl Interrupted is back effective today. I got a beautiful episode for y'all. On Thursday, baby. I may catch a lot of flack for this episode on Thursday, but it's okay. I'm used to it. I've been cussed out Brittany says, I love you and I will continue to support you. I can't wait to see you on the red carpet. I'm going to get there. And I love you too. And I'll always support you on your journey. And I do it from the heart. I don't ever expect anything in return. I love with no limits. I love with no limitations. I just love. Angela, I love you too. I love you so, so much. Sydney, you know I love you, girl. You know me. You go back to them HCC days, girl. My sister Jewel says, I need you to listen to the Zacardi Cortez, God Help Me. Girl, I was listening to that today. I had to put that on today because, I wasn't good today. Angela says, Nancy, what a love. Black Girl Interrupted. And she would have. She would have. Girl, yes. English 1301. Girl, yes. We had some good times in that class. But yeah. Effective today, Black Girl Interrupted is back. So yes, I will be back Thursday. 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Y'all better stop playing with me now. Whew! I done got that out. I feel better. I feel lighter. My load has been lifted. I feel good. Even though my job stressed me out today. Here I am. So the upcoming episodes for Black Girl Interrupted podcast. Lord have mercy. So this coming Thursday, I'm waking up a conversation that a lot of people shy away from. And I'm talking about women can be sexual predators too. This is a conversation that a lot of people stray away from, but I want to wake it up. Because it's not just men out here violating women, but you have women out here violating boys, men. And that's the conversation we have. Women can be sexual predators too, and they can. I was in a space where we talked about that, and a lot of people were upset about that conversation, but it's true. You have women out here, grown women at that, that are violating young men, but no one sees a problem with it. And they're more lenient on women than they are men. But I'm not gonna go too much in that rabbit hole we're going to hold that conversation for Thursday. But I do want to say this as I bring this to a close. I definitely want to say this. Black Girl Interrupted is back. I'm coming with all new topics, all new conversations. I'm definitely going to touch on current events as well. I'm excited. I'm blessed. I'm ready to empower. I'm ready to encourage. I'm ready to uplift. We're going to be talking about relationships. I'm going to address women and their selfish ways. But I'm not going to give you too much because I want y'all to tune in to these episodes. But again, this coming Thursday, women can be sexual predators too is the topic. That's the conversation for Thursday. Because I'm seeing this far too often. Women getting pregnant by these 13 and 14 year old boys and doing no jail time. Much needed conversation. There are men that are walking around in silence that were violated as young boys by women, but no one wants to have that conversation. But I'm here to wake it up. So y'all can be mad, tune in, you can call me whatever you want. But it's time for us to start loving and pouring into our men as well. I love and I pour into my women. Now it's time for me to love and pour into my men. I'm definitely going to be talking about women and why do you run good men away? Call me a pick me. Call me whatever you want. But it's time for y'all to eat some of the same shit y'all been dishing out to these men. It's time for y'all to do that. I'm coming with some great guests, great topics, everything in between. Getting ready to expand on Black Girl Interrupted because I want to start spotlighting entrepreneurs, Black business owners, male and female. So be on the lookout for the Black Carpet Experience that's coming. But Black Girl Interrupted is back, baby. I'm here. I'm full effect. And I'm ready to shake the table. I'm coming with all the smoke. See, last time I kind of tiptoed and tap danced around a lot of topics so not to offend. Some of them I did. Some of them I did offend y'all. And I didn't care. But this time, oh yeah, I'm a tap dance all in your space. That's what I'm coming to do. Period. Black Girl Interrupted is about to talk about some conversations that people don't want to talk about. So get your drinks, get your popcorn, tell a friend, phone a friend, subscribe to a friend, baby. I don't care. Send a kite, an email, take a picture. But Black Girl Interrupted is coming with the smoke, baby. And I'm so ready. I am ecstatic, y'all. I done got me some new equipment. So I'm sounding better. I got to find me some old earbuds because my little ears just won't hold these little earbuds, but it's cool. But I'm here. I'm with the shits in 2023. And I am going to have my special episodes, you know, with awareness. Y'all know mental health. Y'all know I advocate for that. Police brutality. I'm definitely going to bring y'all the updates with the Tyree Nichols case because they do go back to court in May. They did have the preliminary hearing in February. They do go back in May. Again, we're going to do all of that. One thing I do want to address is the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee that happened yesterday. I'm going to do a whole segment on that, a whole show about that. I'm going to be talking about domestic violence again, because you women just cannot keep your hands to yourself. Stop it. Okay. And that's all I'm going to say. So we're getting back. We're running back down that rabbit hole when it comes to domestic violence, sexual abuse. We're going to be talking again, relationships. I'm holding you women accountable this time, you know, because we ran down on the men. Now it's time for me to go ahead and pull you women up by your little thongs. And it's time to have the conversations. I'm definitely going to do something for the LGBTQ plus community. Because I have a lot of friends that are part of the LGBTQ plus community that I love, adore, and support. Love is love, regardless of what it is. But we got some great conversations that I have coming up for y'all. Trust and believe. I've been putting pen to paper. I've been just really, all my ideas that I've just kind of held on to, I'm ready to bring into fruition when it comes to Black Girl Interrupted. So a lot of conversations. I am going to get back into doing where I dedicate specific shows to specific people, to causes. I am going to start talking about femicide. I am going to start bringing awareness to missing Black men, Black women, Black girls, and Black boys, because we do not get the coverage. So I have a lot of great topics, a lot of great conversations that I do have coming to Black Girl Interrupted. Again, I'm so excited. I hope you guys are excited. I hope you guys are ready for these conversations. Yes, we're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to get angry. We're going to cuss. We're going to fuss. But at the end of the day, we're going to get through all our interruptions. And that's all I want to do. I just want to help somebody get through whatever it is that they're going through. And that's what Black Girl Interrupted is about. So I do have some comments. Okay. So Sydney says, be ever, babe. You better know it. Black Girl Interrupted. I'm so excited, y'all. I know I'm goofy. So BB says, yes, Lord. Jewel says they not ready for that conversation. No, they not ready. They not ready. So BB says these are some great topics, and it's about time someone holds them accountable. Yes, I can't wait. Angela says, she says, I love this about you. No topic is off the table. Absolutely. Brittany says, we are here for it. Let's get it. GA says, I missed you, sis. I'm so glad you're back. For real, for real. We need these conversations. Absolutely. And it's time. You know, these last 8 months, I really had to sit back and I really had to take time for me. I had to focus. I had to collectively get myself together, because when I tell y'all, my mental was just not good. I'm telling you, I was having anxiety attacks back to back. I was ready to just end it all. I'm telling you, I was planning my funeral in my mind. Oh, Javi, I love you too, Sugar Lips. I love you too, baby. She say, yes, I'm proud of you. Oh, thank you, boo-boo. And Miss Sydney says, you know, I'm very transparent. I'm here for it. Definitely put me on the guest list. Absolutely. I also want to say this. If there is a conversation that you feel needs to be had that I may have missed, that you want to talk about and you want to be a guest, let me post. Hold up, y'all. Trying to get it all together. Please send me an email right here to blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. Please give me 24 to 72 hours to respond. We'll set up a like a Zoom meeting or a Google Meet meeting where we sit down, we collab on what the topic is going to be about, how it's going to go. Set up a designated time. Again, y'all, I only do my shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If it's something that just jumps up and I need to bring it to y'all, y'all know how I do. I'll schedule an episode and jump on and have the conversation. That has not changed. I do want to let you know my website is up. So holla at your girl at www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. That is my website. It is up and running. I will be uploading new videos weekly. What else? Don't forget my YouTube, Black Girl Interrupted. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, tell a friend, bring a friend, tell them come holla at me. I'm talking about everything. And I'm excited. So again, if you do want to be a guest, please send me an email at blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. If there is a topic that you want me to bring to the forefront, because again, we all live in different states, different cities, and we may not know what's going on in your state or in your city. But if there, I do want to say this, if anyone is missing, like if there's missing alerts in your city, please send me an email. So that way I could bring awareness while during the show. Hey, you know, if you know this person, if you see this person, you know, share. Because again, when Black people, men and women go missing, there is no media coverage. And I really want to change that. Mental health, y'all know, again, I advocate for that. So I will be talking about that too. That's not a topic that I'm just going to talk about and then it just goes away. But again, blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. If you want to send me an email, if you want to be a guest, whatever it is, if you just want to send me something, it doesn't even matter. Again, here's my website. It is www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. Again, I will be posting updates on my website, whatever, events that I have coming, or events that I'm going to be at. I did upload my two interviews that I've done with Canvas Rebel and Voyage Minnesota. I just completed another interview with Voyage Houston. So that should be coming. That interview should be coming out in a few weeks, and I will post that too. But that's what's going on with Black Girl Interrupted. What else? And other than that, that's pretty much all I have to say. I am okay. Let's see. Hold on. Uh-oh, y'all. Here we are. Okay, so Javert says some people pick and choose what others are already talking about and just piggyback off of it, but you're willing to go the extra mile for everyone. Absolutely. And I will continue to do that. Because, and I think the reason people do that is because they don't want to offend, but sometimes you have to rip the Band-Aid off of it and just go for it. I mean, because we have to, when it comes to conversations, especially when it comes to sexual abuse, when it comes to domestic violence, when it comes to mental health, we have to stop tap dancing around these conversations. We have to stop doing that, you know. Why do we keep sugarcoating this shit? You get what I'm saying? We have to stop doing that. So let's get it. GA says, when you have these combos about domestic violence towards men, I'm going through it right now. It will blow everyone's minds when I tell my story. Let me say this to you. Do not remain silent, because 40% of men are domestic violence survivors. So I want you to know you are not alone. We just had an incident in Mississippi, domestic violence, where the woman unalived her husband. She shot her husband. Her husband was trying to leave. I'm going to address that. So that's what I mean when I say, women, keep your hands to yourself. If the man wants to go, let the man go. But we're going to get into that, like I said. That's actually the topic for next Tuesday. Women running away good men with their selfish ways. And we're going to talk about that. Sydney says, www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast. Let me post that back up here. www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. Let me post that back up here. Okay, there's the website right there. But that is the website for the podcast. Again, I will post any events that I will be attending or any upcoming events that I may be taking a part of. If you know of any events that are in Houston, like pop-up shops that are looking for vendors, y'all please let me know, because I really want to get out there and get Black Girl Interrupted. If you know anyone that's looking for a podcast to maybe stream and maybe want to host an event, check out your girl. Let me know. Let me know. Shoot me, like I say, shoot me a message, whatever it is, email. Again, that's the website. You could send me an email through the website, whatever it is, whatever, like I say, any conversations or topics that y'all want to talk about, let me know. Y'all, I don't mind and stuff. I know, I hope y'all know, I hope, it is what it is at the end of the day. You're welcome, Sydney. You're welcome, baby. But y'all know I don't mind. I don't mind having these conversations because they're actually helpful. They're healing for people. People need to have these conversations. Again, you have people such as Let's Get It GA that says he is a victim of domestic violence. And there are a lot of men out here that are going through that and are afraid to share their story. There are men out here that are sexual abuse survivors and are afraid to share their story because people judge. You know, people love to weaponize your flaws against you. People love to do that. I know this for a fact because I used to be one of those people, you know, that I would take your pain and I would turn around and use it against you whenever you upset me. So I know that it is very familiar. So I know it all too well. Again, I was a woman that did that, but I'm learning, you know, to break those cycles and stop utilizing and weaponizing people's pain and using it against them. So that's a part of my growth. That's a part of my journey. And that's where I'm at. So, yeah. But again, Black Girl Interrupted Podcast, that's the website. And don't forget, tune in with me every Tuesday, every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can follow Black Girl Interrupted. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can follow me on TikTok. Under the same name, Black Girl Interrupted. From time to time, I will be doing like stuff, streaming live on TikTok as well. I will let y'all know about that. So if y'all ever want to jump over there on TikTok and come hang out with me, I will. Most of the time, it'll just be a repeat of what I talked about on the show and just take it over to TikTok and talk about it over there as well. But I do want to say, again, I love y'all so much. I appreciate all the love that y'all continue to show me. Hold on, we got one more comment. Let me get over to it. Let's Get It GA says, much love, sis. I am ashamed to speak about it. I'm not going to lie, but I keep pushing forward. See you next Tuesday. No, I'll be live Thursday. But I'll be live next Tuesday as well. Let me say this to you. Please don't ever be embarrassed to share your story, because you never know who your story may help. Because there may be men that tune in that may be going through what you're going through and are afraid to talk about it. And this is why I do what I do, because I don't want people to be ashamed of their story. If you are a domestic abuse survivor as a man, you're not alone. If you are a sexual abuse survivor, male or female, you're not alone. You sharing your story will help someone else, will help to encourage someone else to find the strength to share their story. So I and anyone that's been on my shows with me will tell you, my space is a safe space. I don't allow disrespect. Y'all know that, because baby, I don't play when it comes to that, because people are being vulnerable. People are opening up to the world and are saying, you know what? I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to share my story. So I don't allow disrespect. Y'all know that. Because baby, I shoot you down in a minute. I remove you quick, fast, and in a hurry if you come with the disrespect. Because this is a safe space. This is a space for us to come in here, sit down, talk, laugh, joke, cry, whatever it is that we need to do to get to our healed space, this is what we do. This is why Black Girl Interrupted is what it is. This is why I do what I do. Because not only have I been able to share my journey with y'all, but y'all have felt safe to share your stories with me. And that's the way it's going to be. Sydney says, I love you, and we'll be sending that email. And Miss Sydney says, it's also important to talk about it. Abuse comes in several ways. None of it is acceptable. Abuse is abuse. Pain is pain. Absolutely. So let's get it, GA. Like I said, you are not the only man. Men just don't report it at the rates that women do, because men are never taken seriously. Men have always been the forgotten victim when it comes to abuse. But I am here to continue. Again, I've poured into my women. I've loved on my sisters. I've loved on my queens. Now I have got to pull my brothers in close to me, and I have to love on my men, because my men need healing too. We all need healing, men and women. But I have to pour into my men now. I have to show some love to my men. I have to let my men know that I care. I have to let my men know that I love them. I have to let my men know that I'm here, that I walk with you, baby, that you're not alone in your struggle. You're not alone in your journey. This is why Black Girl Interrupted is back, because it's time. So many people are suffering. So many people don't have anybody to talk to. Again, to have my cousin tell me today that I help people and that I need to get back into my space, she solidified exactly what God had told me. So I'm back. I'm here again. I'm live every Tuesday, every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, you can follow Black Girl Interrupted. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm also on TikTok. Again, let me post the information for you one more time. So if you want to be, matter of fact, just take this off, go to the website. And that's the website, www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. You can send me a message if you want to be a guest on a show, if you have a show idea, something you want me to talk about, something that you feel like ain't nobody going to bring it to light but me, and you feel like I'm the one that's going to shake the table, send me the email. Let me know. Go to the website and say, hey, you know what? Ashley, girl, I know you're going to bring the heat with this one. So just let me know. Even if you want to be a guest on the show, and, you know, we could, like I say, we could get up here and just talk like sisters, brother and sister, just having random conversation. It don't necessarily specifically have to be a topic. If you just need to talk, and hey, we could do it. I'm not afraid, and I'm here. Y'all know that. Y'all know how I get down. Okay. Miss Sydney says, a man I don't even know told me I need to write my story. I don't know why you won't. She said, yes, let's talk. I don't know why you won't. Let me say this. We dim our own lights. We play with our own potential for fear. And I get it. It's scary stepping out of your comfort zone and you're trying new things. I know it's scary. But once you do it, you're going to feel so much better. Share your story. Write your story. Sydney, somebody needs to hear your story. Tell them how you're from Cleveland, from Ohio. Share your story. Share your journey from there to Texas and everything that's happened to you in between. Share that. Put that out for the world to see, because you do not know how much your story could help thousands of people. And you don't even know it. It's a lot of things we do and don't realize that we're helping people. So brainstorm, sit down, put pen to paper. If you got the journal, you know, get your little journal and write your ideas down on what you want your story to be about. What do you feel comfortable with sharing? But if you want them to know the real you, you got to sit down with you And you got to dig deep. You got to dig all the way deep. You got to go into that spot that was most painful for you and heal that spot. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to really truly walk in your purpose is once you dig that sore out. You get rid of that pain, that hurt that you've held in for so long. Let that go. Write it down. Let the world know who you are. And don't never be embarrassed about your story, babe, because everybody has a testimony. Everybody has one. Everybody has one. So you're not alone. You're not by yourself. I promise you're not by yourself. It's a lot of people that are afraid to step out. I was. But here I am almost 3 years later doing my podcast. And I did it all on my own. All on my own. So don't ever fear what you can do. Don't ever not and play with your potential. But I do want to say I love y'all. Again, thank y'all so much for even tuning in with me tonight. Again, don't forget, tap in with your girl every Tuesday, every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on TikTok. Again, I love you. Thank y'all for just embracing me and welcoming me back into my space. It feels good to be here. And I see y'all Thursday. Same time, same place. But like I say, it's going to get a little spicy on Thursday and I can't wait. But I love y'all and I hope everyone has a good night. And I hope you guys have a beautiful day tomorrow. And always remember, whatever happened today, leave it on today and just focus on tomorrow. I love y'all. Bye. My babies.